Hey, mystery seekers, welcome back. I'm your host, Ken the Storyteller, and I'm here to give you a mini tale, The Lodge in the Woods, Part 2. So sit back and enjoy suspense with some horror. I covered up myself with the only piece of clothing I had and prayed. I knew any given moment, whatever was outside my window would see me and do only God knows what to me. So I pointed my gun outside of the cover, and I got the nerve to peek out, trying to prepare myself for the worst. When I was about to shoot whatever it was at the window, I was caught off guard because the being was sitting right in front of me in Indian style, smiling. I had no time to fully think. I couldn't even shoot my gun. All I could do was think to run, just run like a bat out of hell and never look back. I ran to my front door and took off with nothing but my gun in hand. I forced myself into the dark woods because it seemed better than my lodge. As I got closer to the main road, footsteps picked up with someone acting like they were racing me. Panicking, I dropped my gun and was afraid to pick it up, so I kept running. Within a 0 point of a second, I was hit with the force that knocked me out. Hours later, I woke back up in my lodge in the woods, tied up to my desk with my laptop in front of me with the note typed out that read, "Look behind you. I have a story you can tell, but you have to look behind you." I screamed in terror, taking breaths, slowly turning my head. But I didn't see what it was because everything went black. To be continued, mystery seekers. Thank you for tuning in for a short tale. If you would like more tales, jump on over to my YouTube channel, Ken the Storyteller, and see them in video form. Also, mystery seekers, if you would like to support me more in depth, please consider my Patreon, $4 a month. You will get exclusive content only. I will see you in a couple weeks, mystery seekers. I'm taking some time off for family. Take care, and as always, thank you for your support. Bye.